Quickly, think of one of Jesus' titles. Anyone will do. If you've got one, I guess you may be thinking of Son of God, or maybe Messiah, or Lord, or Christ, all great and important titles. But today I want us to think about the title that Jesus himself preferred, Son of Man, the human one. Human beings were made in God's image. We are meant to be like God. We fail, we know that, but God has made us to be like Him. And Jesus comes to us, the only one who fully shows the image of God, the only one who is really human as God intended human to be. You may have heard of the prophet Daniel, the one who was rescued from the lion's den. Well, this man, Daniel, one day had a dream. It's in chapter 7 of his book in the Bible. The dream disturbed him deeply. It was a dream about empires symbolized by grotesque monsters that rose up and conquered the whole of the world only to fall and be replaced by another empire, symbolized by another horrible monster. Until one day, someone who is like a son of man comes on the clouds of heaven, approaches God, and is given all authority, sovereignty, and power, and all the nations bow down before him. Daniel was terrified by this vision, but it did hold out hope that no matter how bad things were, the ultimate future belonged not to a monster, but to someone who was truly human, someone who could rule on behalf of God. Now, back to the time of Jesus. The nation of Israel had been ruled by a succession of brutal empires. Monsters, if you like. The current monster was Rome, an empire that ruled with an iron fist. What they needed was a ruler who was truly human and who could defeat the monsters that had come before. So Jesus arrives and he calls himself the Son of Man. He comes saying, the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, the scribes, and he must be killed. But after 3 days, he will rise again. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give himself as a ransom for many. The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. And when Jesus stands before the high priest on the evening of his arrest, he is asked, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" And Jesus replies, "I am." And you will see the Son of Man, there's that phrase, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming in the clouds of heaven. Jesus takes Daniel's dream and applies it to himself. He is the one who is going to approach the Father, God Himself, and receive all authority. Now, Jesus here wasn't talking about the end of the world or heaven and hell as most people understand it. He believed that he, the Son of Man, was the ultimate authority figure for the whole of the world. His followers would go out into the world and announce the reign of Jesus, the one who is truly human and not a monster. So Jesus prophesies the nation will collapse. The temple will be destroyed, but the followers of Jesus will go out and they will announce the victory of the one who was crucified and raised from the dead. And they would create a new nation, not defined by race or culture or circumcision, but defined by the way that they followed Jesus, the truly human one. Thank you for listening. back tomorrow at 8 o'clock.